Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm here in San Diego. I mean, I surf, I'm active, you know, I'm an ex-college athlete. Well, I decided, you know, I'm going to try that Balance of Nature. Let's just see what happens. Like, after about a month and a half, man, what a difference. That sold me right there. That's when I was like, you know, this stuff's working, so I'm going to stick with it. And so I've been sticking with it ever since, and it's definitely helped, and I definitely feel good. Seems like to be the real deal.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's SwissAmerica.com/thatkevinshow.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, welcome to Monday. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And on the first day of the week, we go America first on Kevin McCullough Radio. Always glad to talk about the greatness of our country and what we're about.
Binge thinking,
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And every month, you know, we check in on the kind of the state of persecution globally, what's going on in matters of belief and people being persecuted for their belief. And joining me once again is Dr. Joel Veldkamp of Christian Solidarity International. CSI, of course, is one of my favorite organizations. We are helping liberate human slaves through their organization, but they are involved in a number of areas across a number of countries. In fact, more than 18 that they work with globally. And Dr. Veldkamp, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here, Kevin. Thanks so much.
I'm looking at the list of countries that you put for us to talk about today, and I'm seeing a new name on that list, and it is Mozambique. And we have not talked, we've talked about Nigeria, we've talked about India, we've talked a lot about Sudan. We've talked about Syria. We've talked about other locales, Nagorno-Karabakh and others. But what is happening in Mozambique?
Well, Mozambique is the site of Islamic insurgency that's been going on for about 7 years now. And it had seemed to get a little calmer last year, but this year it's really intensified again. And interestingly, it now seems that the insurgents are targeting Christians specifically. So these insurgents call themselves Islamic State Mozambique. So they're claiming allegiance to ISIS, to the group that was in Iraq and Syria. And they're targeting churches and beheading Christians and trying to impose Islamic law in the areas that they're taking.
Is there any civil government to speak of that is responding to this? Or are these extensions of the government that's there?
No, there is a government in Mozambique that's trying to fight the insurgents, but the insurgents they've been too strong to be defeated so far. The base of the insurgency is in the north of Mozambique, which is majority Muslim. And it seems now that the groups are directing their fire against the Christian communities that live in the north.
How big of a conflict are we talking about? How many thousands of people involved?
Well, there have been about, I think, 4,000 deaths since 2017. But when you look at the numbers of people who've had to flee their homes, it's been 80,000 people who have fled their homes just since February, probably around 500,000 total. So it's not quite on the scale of a war like Ukraine, but it's very worrisome because, as you said, we haven't heard much about Mozambique until now, and this has the potential to really grow.
Yeah. Would the Islamic State of Mozambique, would they outnumber that 500,000 Christians that have been displaced?
I don't think so. No, I think it's just a small group.
So it's a smaller group using bigger firepower and more intimidating processes to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So what has been the approach of the government that's involved? I mean, 50,000 peace-loving Christians, it's a lot of people. And it's a shame that a small group, when there's a functioning government that's there, is able to have that kind of sway.
Yeah, you know, I think Mozambique suffers from problems that a lot of states in Africa suffer from, which is that they just don't have the capacity to fight back against well-armed Islamist groups like this. You know, I can't.
Where does the Islamic State get its firepower?
You know, that's a good question, and I don't have the intelligence in front of me to answer that question, but I can make a few guesses, but I don't think that'd be too responsible.
Okay. It's not likely that it's a state sponsor that's giving them this stuff. This is likely terror networks that are supplying them with what they need.
Yeah, I think that's a logical assumption to make.
Okay.
Africa, it's very easy to transport weapons across borders in Africa, so... For example, when the Libyan civil war went down about 10 years ago, all the arms stockpiles that Gaddafi had stockpiled over decades just kind of went loose across the continent.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So ever since then, we've seen these weapons spreading from Nigeria to Mali to Burkina Faso to Chad. I don't think it's impossible for independent groups to get.
And I've been to Africa, and I will tell you, quote unquote checkpoints are kind of a thing of imagination. I mean, if a guy, you know, is at best, you know, fitted with a sidearm that, that may have, you know, 6 to 9 bullets in it, and a Jeep pulls up carrying stuff and he goes, oh, you don't have the authority to take this into our country. They just shoot him. Like there's no obstacle to bringing the stuff across.
Yeah. And what we're seeing now is that the Islamic State in Mozambique is actually setting up checkpoints to take the jizya
of their own
from Christian drivers. So if a Christian drives their car through the checkpoint, they have to pay an extra tax that a Muslim would have to pay, for example. This is called the jizya in Islamic law, and it goes back to the time of Muhammad and the first caliphs.
But the idea is to displace everyone else except their own.
Yeah, I think so. To create an Islamic state in northern Mozambique.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a very sad development. We will continue to watch that in the months to come. Nagorno-Karabakh is back on your list. What has happened since we last heard? I know that nearly all of the Armenians that were there have been sent off to mainland Armenia. Is there any development in Nagorno-Karabakh that is hopeful?
No, I wouldn't say so. We have a few new developments, though. When the Armenians were expelled in September, the Azerbaijani forces kidnapped a number of government officials and a number of civilians as they were trying to escape the territory. And one of these officials is a man named Ruben Vardanyan, and he used to be kind of the prime minister of Nagorno-Karabakh. And he's been held in prison in Azerbaijan for 200 days now without trial. And we just heard from his son that for the past 2 weeks, his family lost contact with him completely. They tried to get to him through the Red Cross. They couldn't find out any information about his health or his well-being. And finally, they received word that he's actually hunger striking now. So he's refusing to eat until he and the other Armenian prisoners are liberated by Azerbaijan.
Will that work? Does a hunger strike work with tyrants?
You know, I think it depends on the situation. And some people in history have found success. But what Ruben said to his family was, you know, I'm at the point where the principles that we're fighting for are more important than my life. And I understand that now. So, yeah, I think it's a move of desperation and a move trying to wake up the world to what's happened to the Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh on the 109th anniversary of the Armenian genocide and what's happening to the prisoners in Azerbaijan.
Really tough stuff. Let's turn to one more chapter. India is in the middle of a month-long election. I can't even imagine the crazy kind of fraud that could get committed in a, I mean, we talk about a few mail-in ballots that come in overnight. Imagine having 30 days to stuff a ballot box. What's going on in India?
Yeah, India is having nationwide elections. Like you said, they last for a month. And the ruling party in India is called the BJP, and they're a Hindu nationalist party. So the way they try to get votes and the way they legitimize their rule is by saying, we represent the Hindus of India. The Hindus are the true owners of India, and we're going to defend the Hindus against the Muslims and the Christians. Well, of course, the Christians don't pose any threat of any kind to the Hindus, but this kind of rhetoric tends to, it does work to get votes for the BJP, but it also increases violence against Christians.
Dr. Joel Veldkamp, thank you for your insights today. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed, and I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people, that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great, and because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So glad to have you with us from Times Square here in New York. Kevin McCullough, glad to be part of That Kevin Show. And my next guest is exciting to have around. She is not only a kind of legendary figure in the world of business, but when President Trump went to Washington, D.C. and was trying to put kind of his outsider administration into the positions that they could impact really well, Linda McMahon's name came up for more than one position, but she ended up being his small business administrative head and did a great job in that post. And I'm glad to welcome her back tonight. Linda McMahon, welcome.
Thank you, Kevin. It's good to be with you.
It's good to be with you. And just by way of reference, you are part of the America First Policy Institute, which is a bunch of you former Trump administrative people that had good impact in the areas that you had influence with, still trying to have part of the debate be impacted by what you're doing. And I'm so grateful for that. And I think a number of you will probably be back in President Trump's next administration, but that's just a guess. We'll have to wait and see how.
Well, it'd be an honor if that were to happen. Yes, I'm the chair of the America First Policy Institute, and within the institute, I also chair the Center for the American Worker.
Yeah. Well, your fingerprint on the Small Business Administration was so important because, as people who listen to my show know, small businesses are responsible for about 3 out of every 4 new jobs that are created. And as we press forward into an economy that's going to need to recover from all of this regulation stronghold chokehold, really, that the current team has put in place. Deregulating the regulations is important, and showing support for that small business community is absolutely vital.
Well, it truly is, and President Trump really did understand that. And when he asked me to serve as the administrator of the Small Business Administration, which is a whole mouthful to say, he said, you know, I've got a novel idea. He said, I'd like to have somebody running this who's actually built a business and understands it, and understand the impacts of taxes and understands the impacts of the regulatory environment on businesses. And so I really did make that effort, you know, to visit. I visited every district office, all 68 in all 50 states.
Wow.
And to listen to what was going on and to visit with small businesses. And I did press conferences while I was out there. We were pushing the Trump tax cuts, as well as listening to small businesses about what impact those tax cuts would have on their business and also the regulatory cuts. And to I never talked to a business owner who did not tell me that the savings they would realize would not be reinvested in their business. Right. And that's what they did. You know, the tax cuts and, you know, one of the write-offs, especially for capital investment, to be able to write it off in the year in which that expense was made, really gave small businesses the opportunity to grow and invest in their companies. And the economy was flourishing. Unfortunately, COVID came along, but the economy was really flourishing under those policies. And, you know, from the regulatory side, you know, the president had instructed every cabinet officer for every regulation you want to put in, you've got to get rid of two. And we wound up getting rid of 10 to 12, sometimes more regulations for each one that we put in. And so it was just it was the right answer. It supported businesses. It gave them the opportunity to have access to more capital with the economy flourishing the way it was, and just on a really good run.
What I don't understand, Linda McMahon, is the, well, I do understand it because there's this assumption, I think, by the current team, the Biden team, that the American voter is stupid and that they're just going to, they're going to buy old stereotypes and they're just going to be satiated with whatever Biden says on the campaign trail. I saw a hideous Instagram fake phone call from President Biden to what was supposed to be a Navy veteran in his home. And it was all about, thank you, Mr. President, for being a decent man and blah, blah, blah. I don't, people could care less if the top guy is tough or if he's easygoing. What they do know is that if their policies prevent them from hiring enough workers or giving the people the raises that they need and have earned and have deserved, or they want to expand and offer greater numbers of services or products to the public, you don't get to that equation by adding bean counters inside the operation just to comply with all of the checklist of things that Washington wants you to do. And it seems to me that the Biden team may be kind of deaf on all of this, which is going to fall on deaf ears. That's fine. But I don't think that the workers are. And I think that what I'm sensing, and I live in a fairly blue state, but what I'm sensing is that there's a real anxiety about just what a chokehold regulation has put on this economy and how we could get rid of it with a snap of a finger if somebody came in and would undo most of what Joe Biden did in those first few days.
You know, it's interesting, Kevin, because with President Trump losing and only been in one term, and then President Biden coming in and is almost at the end of his first term, it's no longer just, you know, this is what I'll do, you know, from somebody who's running. We actually have records to compare. You can take President Trump's record and put it down and look at the job growth, look at the economic growth during that period of time. You can compare it to President Biden's. I mean, he's raised taxes, you know, and we don't have a revenue problem.
And this weekend bragging about how he's going to let that tax, those tax cuts run out as though they were a bad thing.
Yeah, not only is he going to let them run out, he's actually said, I heard him say over the past couple of days, when he gets in office, if they're still there, he'll get rid of them. I mean, so he's bragging about the fact that he's going to raise taxes. He's going to get rid of, you know, any of these things that are left that were absolutely spurring on our economy and the country was just literally flourishing. More jobs were being created. More businesses were getting started. There was a confidence level. And if you look now, I think the NFIB recently reported that business optimism, that's National Federation of Independent Businesses.
Right.
They reported that business optimism is declining in the country, and it was just flourishing under the Trump administration. So Trump really knew and understood that business, small business especially, were the backbone of the economy. And anytime I traveled with him, and I did travel with him quite a bit when we were trying to pass his tax policy and the regulatory policy. And anytime I was in the audience and he was speaking about small business, he would always single me out and say, and Linda, we all know that small business is big business, right? And I would say, absolutely. You know, you're right about the job creation from small business, but also about 40% of the GDP comes from small businesses. So he had a great understanding of that. Biden's never been in the business world, except through some of the checks that he seems to get. he hasn't really built a business or understand how that works. It's all
the big guy incorporated doesn't qualify as a small business, is what you're saying. Well, not Linda, let me ask you this, and we may have to take a break and come back, but the country as a whole and the situation that the country faces as a whole, you could narrow down these issues to just regulation, tax policy, incentives for businesses, et cetera. But I don't think there's any way to divorce the bodega owner from his store that President Trump stopped at in Harlem just last week when he was here attending to his trial. You can't divorce that bodega owner, not only from the tax policy and the job incentive policies and the other things that the executive branch can direct in terms of helping them, but the rest of the environment of the country, be it the civil unrest, be it the crime, be it the immigration issue, and what this is doing to the picture of small businesses in the country. We've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want you to address this. How important is the holistic policy picture for a small business owner?
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Timothy Mahoney uncovers evidence of the true location of Mount Sinai, interviewing modern-day Exodus explorers and scholars.
Once I realized what this site was, I dropped to my knees.
All of the evidence, it's sitting out there for everyone to see.
Inspiring and faith-affirming. Journey to Mount Sinai 2 in theaters only May 15th and 17th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's SwissAmerica.com/thatkevinshow.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back from Times Square. It's That Kevin Show and Kevin McCullough. Very honored to have Linda McMahon, former chief administrator for the Small Business Administration in the Trump administration, did a great job there. And I'm not kidding, Linda. I saw a small business boom across every, you know, blue state, red state, purple states. Business was on fire. In fact, before COVID, it was hard to imagine an economy that could have gotten any better. And I lived through the Reagan revival. Since Nixon, I've basically followed every administration carefully. The Reagan impetus and kind of the 23 straight quarters of growth that he had was certainly a record. But if you had allowed Trump policies to stay in place and the deregulation to stay in place, I was convinced that we were going to see a broader, expansive growth of some of that policy directly. But let me ask you, as I did before the break, it's not just the business policy. It's not just the economic policy that impacts the small business owner. It is the entire picture. And there is not an area of American life at this moment that is not in decline under Joe Biden, whether it is economics, whether it is crime, whether it is immigration, whether it is civil liberties and what people are allowed to express and be and do in the marketplace. You're talking about the most regressive and repressive set of policies to be put on our society in quite some time. How is that whole picture impacting what the small business owner is dealing with right now?
Well, I think let's break it down a little bit. I think one of the areas that's impacting the most is the rampant increase in crime. Across the country, from California to New York, where the law enforcement is just not allowed to do their job, where people are arrested and they don't even have to post bail. They're put back on the street. In California and New York, if you don't steal, if you steal $950 or less, I think it's about this. That's in California. It's about the same in New York. And you're not even arrested. It's not even a crime. Now, can you imagine? You referenced that bodega owner or another small business. $1,000, let's round it up to $1,000, somebody just comes in and takes off your shelf, that's right out of their bottom line. Where do they get that? Now, if four or five people come in and do that, that's a lot of money. So not only is their inventory being stolen and they can't afford that, and if they do replace it, who's going to actually pay for that? The consumer. The consumers are going to, you know, they don't want to come in if they are afraid the store is going to be robbed and you have these gangs.
Or if the $1.25 snack bar now costs $3.80. Like, and, you know.
And everything is behind locked doors. But not only that, you're a little bit fearful that you might be involved in one of those crimes. You might be in the store when one of those things happens. So it decreases foot traffic, you know, for right. retail. So it is this rampant crime spree that is going on across the country. And if you look at big cities like California, like Los Angeles and New York, a lot of them are being done by gangs that are doing repetitive crimes. I think there are about 300 and some gangs in the state of New York that are actually repetitively doing these crimes. And so we have to have law enforcement. The policy has to be that law enforcement can do its job. We have to back our policemen. We have to have prosecutors with spine. We have to have the laws that are going to make these people accountable for, well, we just have to enforce the laws. A lot of them that are already on the books, and change the ones that have been made that are detrimental to small businesses, because you're killing them. They close their doors. They're afraid to operate. Or even big box stores will tell their employees, don't try to stop any of these people that are coming in. Just let them walk out, you know, with whatever they're stealing. We don't want you to be involved in that. So think about kids who used to get summer jobs or vacation jobs. Their parents don't want them to do that anymore because they're afraid for their safety of going down to some of these stores. So it's having an unbelievable impact, you know, this crime spree across the country. And I've seen it, you know, time after time, and they're afraid. And
I think tied into that is the other issue that people care about, which is the immigration issue, because we've heard and I've seen evidence that, for instance, Venezuela has emptied its jails and allowed many of their criminals to come north. In fact, so much so that some of the Venezuelan gangs are some of the gangs you're talking about that have reconstituted themselves in Boston, in New York, and they are now systematically hitting places that they can stay under the legal limit. And basically get away with it. And what they do with the inventory, we're not exactly sure, but it's not helping the stores that they took it from.
No, definitely not. They resell it is typically, is my understanding. They resell it. Okay. Cost of goods is pretty good. If you steal it and you don't have to go to jail for it, whatever markup you put on it, you're ahead of the game. Yeah. And I do think some of them may be just distributed, you know, to other immigrants who need it. But I do think they're selling, you know, a fair amount of it and profiting from it.
Linda McMahon, America First Policy Institute, thank you so much for taking some time out with us tonight.
Pleasure, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. Stay here.
Look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed, and I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great, and because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it up, oh, oh, always on my own, oh, oh, and I'm still New York.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thankful to have you here. And on Tuesdays, we oftentimes get to check in with Katie McFarland, former National Security Advisor for multiple presidents and working very hard in the Pentagon as a civilian to kind of spearhead and strategize effective policies towards our national security. And she also happens to be a Navy mom, which just, you know, just boosts her relevance in my book for sure. KT, welcome. Always good to have you.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.
I don't know how you've, we've never really talked about this on the air, but last week I just kind of had my fill to the degree of impatience, and I scribbled it all on my town hall column on Sunday. But the protests on the college campuses, and I went back and I looked at archives of Ronald Reagan when he was governor of California, and that man suffered no fools. And he told the administration and the media and everybody else that were associated with the Berkeley riots and some of the more violent riots that California experienced, he put people in their place and he brought it to an end. Nobody stepped up to do that in the U.S. yet. And we're talking about issues that impact our national stage, our national debate, and even the national fabric of who we are becoming as a country. When do we, you know, let the curtain drop and say, that's it, everybody out of the pool now?
Well, I was just, I mean, I was around for those anti-war demonstrations in the 1970s. I was a student at George Washington University, which was kind of ground zero for the anti-war demonstrations. And I would go to my classes every day. I would walk 4 blocks to the White House every afternoon and then work in the White House Situation Room every night. And as I walked from my college campus to my office at the White House, I would often walk through, you know, crowds of demonstrators and protesters, some of whom were my classmates and friends. And it put me in a position to observe it firsthand, but also from a little bit of a distance. The difference between today and then, in the 1970s, college students were out. It was springtime. It was beautiful weather. Who wants to go to class? Let's go demonstrate. And they were demonstrating against a war. Nobody was saying death to America. They were demonstrating against a policy. They were expressing their free speech. And for the most part, those demonstrations were peaceful. In some cases, they became violent, and students tried to take over college buildings. As you pointed out, that's when Reagan really got crazy, and he said, hey, people died.
Yeah.
People were dying, and people were in student demonstrators were taking over college buildings in California, and Reagan put a stop to it because the college buildings were part of the University of California, which was paid for by the California government. So it shut it down. The difference today is we now know a lot of it is organized and probably outside funded by the Soros group.
Yeah.
And they're talking not about we don't like this policy or that policy or this war or that. They're talking about destroying the United States. So their chants are not, hell no, we won't go, which was in the 1970s for the anti-war movement of students who didn't want to be drafted and go to Vietnam. Today, the demonstrators are saying death to America, death to Israel, kill Jews. And so it's sort of antithetical to everything the First Amendment is supposed to say, right? These are hate crimes. I mean, these are not demonstrations. These are riots, and they're hate crimes, and they're grabbing Jewish kids on campus. Anybody with a yarmulke gets beat up. Now, that's not America. And so what happens? Where does this go? I think it's similarly to 1968 with those demonstrations. In 1968, there was an important election. Richard Nixon was running for president, and he was running against a Democrat who was supposed to be LBJ. Anyway, running against a Democrat who was favored to win. And in 1968, at the Democrat convention in Chicago, these groups broke out into violence. They tried to stop the convention from happening, even though it was a Democrat convention, not a Republican convention, a Democrat convention. And students got arrested. There was violence. There were very bloody pictures in the news every night. And as a result, Richard Nixon, a law and order Republican candidate, was elected president. I think that we have the same possibilities for this summer, where these groups, very well funded, they're not stopping. Nobody's telling them like Reagan did. Nobody's saying, go home or I'm going to arrest you. The college campuses, for the most part, are canceling classes. They're coddling to the rioters and demonstrators. And so what's likely to happen? This is going to get worse. Because the demonstrators, it's beautiful spring weather. They don't want to take their exams. They're going to demonstrate in college campuses. And then the Democrats, foolishly, I think, are going back to Chicago for the Democrat convention in July. And there are already lots of stories about how the anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas demonstrators are going to disrupt the Democrat convention. You could have a replay. You could have violence in the streets. You could have police officers who either don't stand up to the demonstrators or do. And then you have a lot of people in jail, people are going to get hurt, people can go to the hospital. And what might it do? Well, if you're somebody who's saying, I want law and order in my country, I'm sick and tired of this stuff, all of a sudden Donald Trump, the law and order candidate, the guy who is pro-police, pro-military, as opposed to Joe Biden, who supported all these defund the police guys, you know, it would be a political boost to Donald Trump. So I don't want to only talk about this in the terms of politics, because what these kids are doing is wrong in every way. But I do think that it'll have a result that a lot of people are not, the Democrats especially, are not thinking through this very well.
Well, that is so well said. And just one last kind of cultural observation. You know, one of the things we learned in the post 9/11 existence is particularly for activist Islamic extremists, history and repeating dates of history and locations of history and geography are always rather significant. I just can't help but think you've got a pro-Islamic, on some level, pro-Islamic terrorist, radical kind of viewpoint in a lot of these demonstrations. And where are they going to go? They're going to go to the place where it all broke out the last time. And to your point, they've got it's a blue state with a blue mayor, and they are soft on crime. One of the worst cities in the country in terms of gun violence and murders every weekend. The police are, you know, I worked in Chicago for a number of years. The police are good people and they work hard and they are abused by the politicians and the media and the evildoers. So there's kind of a perfect storm brewing that you've kind of identified there. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. And I'm wondering how much of this will play a role in the supposed debate that may still happen between the two candidates. I mean, what does Joe Biden say when Trump says you literally have encouraged a nation of lawlessness?
See, this is the problem in that for Biden is because he's caught now, because he's allowed and kind of encouraged the far left of his party, the anti-Israel, defund the police, et cetera, et cetera.
All the kooks.
And for all the kooks, and the kooks are coming out.
KT, always appreciate the insights. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Kevin McCullough coming right back, Steve.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Color is vital to your health. I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, final few minutes. Interesting day today in the world of all things of presidential politics. We didn't really get into this with the money emphasis that we do on Mondays, but you had the CNN and the Siena polls both come out this last weekend. And the New York Times Siena poll rather disfavorably reported that if you look back on their presidencies, do the people of America consider the Trump presidency successful or a failure? And then they had another question where they asked the same of the Joe Biden presidency, successful or a failure? And in the very plain, stark, bold, brash truth, 55% of Americans said that the Trump presidency was a success. 44% said it was not a success. But 55, a majority, say the Trump presidency was a success. They then asked the same question about the Biden presidency, and 37% said that the Biden presidency has been a success, and 61% of those that responded said the Biden presidency has been a failure. To be candid, I kind of understand the 55% number with Trump, because in order to get to that, you have to also include the performance of the country during COVID, which was a disastrous nightmare that nobody expected. And to be quite honest, I think was very favorably inserted into the timeline to Joe Biden's advantage. I'm not saying that Joe Biden did it, but I'm just saying that it worked well for his advantage in that regard. Joe Biden has had no national pandemic, urgent matter, etc. In fact, his policies have gone so far as to make some global matters more urgent. And, you know, he stepped out with Wounded Warrior soldiers on the lawn this weekend at the White House, and first of all, he thought he was addressing them, and they weren't. They were behind him, and he had to be turned around by his wife. He's a befuddled, you know, dundershoot just waiting to happen. Anyway, he made a big deal about getting money for Ukraine. I don't think a lot of Americans think that a president is successful because he got money for Ukraine. I think they look at their pocketbook and they say, wait a minute, how's it impacting me? 61% of the people say Biden was a failure. 55% say Trump was a success. That is mind-blowing. And it's something that they're going to have to deal with going forward. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. Thank you for joining us on this Monday. Please go to thatkevinshow.com and enjoy all the stuff for free. thatkevinshow.com, thatkevinshow.com, thatkevinshow.com. We'll see you next time.